Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 8 through 11. Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. The last word he wrote to the church was, he that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. I believe that this is the first time I read about this second death. I've often heard that if you were born only one time, you died twice. And if you were born twice, you only die once. It appears that this is the scripture that this saying was taken from. So what is the second death? In this second chapter, the second death is not explained. But if you go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, we get an explanation of what the second death is. I'll read it to you. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In Revelation 20 and verse 13, we read this, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The Bible also tells us in Revelation, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. Oh, hallelujah. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So we have here scripture, which explains to us what the second death is. And Jesus told the church at Smyrna, if you overcome, you will not be hurt of the second death. You will not feel the pain of the flames. I will give you a crown of life, crown of honor. On the other hand, those who do not overcome, who are not faithful unto death, will have the badge of dishonor. We'll feel the pain of the flames. We'll feel the pain of the second death, which is the lake of fire. I don't want to experience that second death. If we think that dying now is painful, you ain't seen nothing yet, my friend. The pain of the second death will go on forever and ever and ever. An eternal pain, an eternal torment, while those who were faithful unto death will be enjoying the paradise of God, drinking from the river of life, eating the fruit of the tree of life. I'm looking forward to eating of the fruit of the tree of life and quenching my thirst from the water of life, living in a rent-free place which Jesus is preparing for me and all of those who love his appearing, rent-free, no utilities. There'll be no more night, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more pain. And while we're living in a world of no pain, those who experience the second death will feel the hurt, feel the pain, a pain that shall never end. I don't want to go there. No one has to go there. It was created for the devil and his angels. It's not a place that God created for us. He has created a place for us in paradise, in the new world. Don't you want to go? You can. Just accept him as your Lord and Savior. He'll forgive you of your sins, and you too will never feel the hurt of the second death. This church at Smyrna was a great church, was located in the city of Smyrna, situated in the same district of Asia Minor as the Ephesian church, some 40 miles to the north. The land around this city was fertile, bearing grapes in abundance, as befitting this great city. The city itself was large, beautiful, and populous, and very wealthy. It was called the Lovely One, the Ornament of Asia. It still exists and remains much of its old prosperity. Many Jews were there, buying and selling in their seaports. It was probably some of these Jews that persecuted the church at Smyrna. Not only was this church persecuted, but the entire early church was hated by the society and the government of the Roman Empire, and for various reasons, such as refusal of the Christians to sacrifice to their gods. The empire went through many phases of demanding that the Christians sacrifice, which meant denying their faith or be killed. The earliest attack claimed the lives of many of the apostles. I read the story of the great Saint Polycarp, the 12th martyr in Smyrna. He was ordered by the authorities to reproach Christ, and I will set you free. Polycarp declared, 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king and my savior? The authority told him, I have wild animals here. I will throw you to them if you do not repent. Polycarp replied, call them. It is unthinkable for me to repent from what is good, and to turn to what is evil. And then he was told, if you despise the animals, I will have you burned. To this, he replied, you threaten me with fire, which burns for an hour and is then extinguished. But you know nothing of the fire of the coming judgment and eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly. Why are you waiting? Bring it on, whatever you want. As I read more about this great saint, I discovered that he was a pastor in the Pergamos church in the beginning of the second century, one of those saints who was faithful unto death. He was one of those pastors that never left his first love. One of those saints who received the crown of life, which would never feel the hurt of the second death. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson. If you have enjoyed listening to these lessons, if they have blessed you, let me know. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.